Welcome to the Shift Spotlight Podcast. I'm Winter, your host and VP of Strategy at GCE Strategic Consulting. GCE are business transformational experts that provide fractional and executive leadership services that help business owners and CEOs shift from working in the business to working on the business. Our podcast was created to celebrate CEOs, visionaries, and the EOS community, all while promoting your business to our remarkable and influential network. We are excited to celebrate your stories of change, challenge, success, and shifts you've made happen along the way. The Shift Spotlight is always looking for podcast guests. Go to shiftspotlight.com to apply today. We'd love to have you. Hey, everybody. It's Winter with the Shift Spotlight, and today we are here with Leonard Linsky. He is an implementer at EOS and can be found at eosworldwide.com/Leonard-Linsky, L-Y-N-S-K-E-Y. So welcome to the show, Leonard.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Okay, so before we dive into what you do and how you do it, let's start out with an interesting fact about you that people may not know.
I never really think it's interesting, but I think it's interesting in this day and age is I have 6 children.
Yes.
And
yes.
6 grandchildren and hopefully more on the way.
Oh, wow. So that's a fun time. I actually, people don't know this about me. I have 5 brothers and sisters. So 4 brothers, 1 sister. So we're a total of 6. My name is Winter. My sister's name is Summer. And I have a cousin named Autumn. And then my brother just had his 2nd daughter and he named her Autumn. So we are a seasoned family. Parents thought that would be so funny. Yeah. All right. So what inspired you to get involved with EOS and serving companies running EOS?
So actually it was my own journey. I'm a pharmacist by training. When I went to pharmacy school, pharmacies were the 2nd most successful small business in America behind hardware stores. So before the Walmartization of America.
Yeah.
So I had started and or bought and sold 5 pharmacies, 4 of them successfully, 1 of them not so much. The thing I noticed, though, was I was really good at starting them and I was really good at growing them. But at some point, you have to manage them. And that I didn't know anything about. And I'm a visionary. So my answer to everything is get more business, throw more money at it and hire more people. So the last business that we had, and all my businesses have been family businesses, my wife and oldest daughter, although all of my kids, you know, grew up in the businesses, they had summer jobs or some of them literally grew up there. We had in 2 of our businesses, we literally had nurseries in one of the offices for the kids to hang out in when my wife was there. So anyway, I just really didn't know how to get all the moving parts and pieces harmoniously integrated. So I'd usually, when it got difficult, I'd sell them. So the last one though, we got caught because we had we were having the traditional entrepreneurial journey. We were struggling with people and no process, although I didn't know what that was at the time. All the stuff that entrepreneurs struggle with. I was working 80 hours a week and we were losing customers and I couldn't find good employees. So I was in, and when I mean struggling, we had a company, our last company grew from $2 million in revenue to $32 million in revenue, and we were a mess. And when I mean we were a mess, I mean that our controller had embezzled $271,000. We were 50 days behind with our primary wholesaler, $7 million in debt. We were executing so poorly that we had created competition in a niche that we had sort of discovered. And we lost in 2011 on $32 million in revenue, we lost $2 million. So we were a hot mess.
Yeah.
So I was in Vistage, which, as you know, is the CEO peer group. And I was sort of the flavor of the month because I was always the hot mess. And a buddy of mine looked at me at one of the meetings and he said, "You need EOS." And I said, "Well, what's that?" Because it was pretty new at the time. And he said, "Well, it's for people like you." And what I thought he meant was stupid. And maybe it was, but really, you know, what it really is I was pretty good at the widget, right? I knew how to run a pharmacy. And when they were small, I could kind of run them out of my pocket or out of my head. But I had 60 employees, we're doing $35 million in revenue. And I didn't know how to get all of that working together. I didn't have a clear vision. I didn't know how to articulate what was in my head. Didn't know how to hire people, didn't know how to get people in the right seats. You know, didn't really, accountability in my head was that everybody loved me because they worked for me and everybody was going to work really hard. And right. So we started doing EOS in 2011 or 2012. At the end of 2013, we were break even. And at the end of 2016, I had a really successful exit. And then I've been doing this since 2018 full time.
So I love that you can speak to some of the things that visionaries experience in A, running a business, but also B, when they bring something like EOS into their business and how that shifts, which is great to have, right? And we do hear things like Vistage introduced us to EOS or EO introduced us to EOS, but you know, for those that may not know much about it, what makes EOS different from other types of companies like it and or professional groups?
So have you ever gone to a conference, heard somebody speak, and gone, God, what an idea. What an amazing idea. This would help my business so much. And you get back to your office on Monday morning, you sit down at your desk and you're all excited and you say, what's the first step?
Yep.
With EOS, it is not a bunch of theory. It is practical tools that you can implement in your business while you're running down the road. And not only do you implement immediately, but you get immediate results. This isn't something you're gonna have to do for 6 months and hope it works. Like your very first level 10, you're gonna solve issues. You're gonna move your business forward. Your very first set of rocks, you're gonna create some priorities and achieve them. You're gonna move your business down the organization. You get a clear vision, start sharing that with people, right? Your vision, your core focus, your core values, your core focus, which is your what and your why, your 10-year target, your marketing strategy, who you're selling to, what makes you unique. That those are a simple set of rules that define success for your organization. You can now tell people what success looks like and what your expectations are on a piece of paper the size of a business card. That right. Clarity is powerful. It's powerful for the visionary. It's powerful for the leadership team. It's powerful for the organization. And there is a set of tools that you can implement that find, hone, and maintain that simplicity and that clarity for the rest of your business life.
Right. And so when visionaries or leaders, you know, first, like you said, take that first step and start to begin EOS, what are some of the misconceptions that they have and how do you address those?
So the first misconception that they have is it's going to add to their workload. And
that's a great one because everybody's like, I hear this a lot, right? I'll hear, I think I need this, but it's just not a good time. I'm just overwhelmed. I can't get there right now. And it's like, well, that's when you need it the most, right?
Right. Absolutely. It's actually not going to increase your workload. It's going to reduce your workload. The other thing I hear is it's too expensive. But if you look at this as an expense and not an investment, if you are not willing to invest in your business with time, resources, and intentionality, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different result. So it will save time. You know, when I started my business, when we started EOS in 2012, our expense line was just over $5 million.
Yeah. And
at the end of 2014, it was just under four.
Mm-hmm.
So what I tell my teams when they're thinking about using me is that if you are ready to fundamentally change your business, so that you are growing profitably or creating profit, if growth isn't your goal, you want to create a business that is profitable and that you are managing, it is not managing you. If you are tired of playing whack-a-mole management, if you are tired to reacting to every issue that comes across your team's radar, then EOS, if you will lean into the tools, then it will save you time and you'll get your life back.
And I think back to speak about the what you were talking about with the resources, like, oh, it's too expensive. I find when you're playing the whack-a-mole game, it becomes incredibly expensive, right? You're hey, boom, boom, we'll try this, and then we'll try this, and then we'll try this. And with what it costs to integrate or implement EOS, it's a fraction of the random acts of fill in the blank, whatever it is you're trying to do, market, sales, process, system, whatever, right? And so I think that this type of position can help reduce the weight of the resources. And I think when you were saying, if you're ready to take your business to the next level, I assume you do some sort of qualifying of what type of people you, Leonard, work with, right? Because it's like, obviously, if you're not willing to play the game's not going to work for you. So tell us more about specifically the people you work with, the type of visionaries you like to work with, and give us a little insight on that.
I mean, basically, the system is industry agnostic. And so I've worked with industries I've construction, healthcare. I have a veterinarian that does extends the breeding life of horses by doing what is essentially IVF.
Wow.
Which is probably one of my more unique clients. I've got a client that has a quilting shop in a small town in East Texas that creates quilting experiences for quilters all over the world. Companies that the visionaries and the teams that are going to be successful are teams that want to get better. So if you have all the answers, this will not work for you.
Right.
If you are ready to take your life back, if you're ready to spend time with your wife and kids on vacation and on the weekends, right? If you don't want to spend 4 hours a day doing email, then you're ready to be open to something different. What we say is open, honest, and vulnerable. And you have a leadership team and a company that is open to change and is open and honest to vulnerable. And you're a company between, 20 and 250 or 300 employees, then this is something you should look into.
Yeah. Without naming specifics, can you share a success story with one of the companies you've worked with that used some of the EOS tools and they achieved significant results?
Yeah, if you go on my website or on my LinkedIn, I've got some video testimonials of some clients. I think I sort of think of this in two different buckets. One of the buckets is, obviously financial, because you think about the metrics. So I had a client that when they started with me, during COVID, they were doing about $4 million in revenue. They were struggling with process. They were struggling with people. They were struggling getting business. They were just struggling. And they just said, we've got to do something different. And they grew 400% in 3 years. Mm. That's extreme.
That's
right?
Extreme.
But
this doesn't happen for everyone.
Yeah. Disclaimer. This doesn't happen. That's probably, that sort of growth is extreme. The things that I think are bigger wins are when you work with a client that 8 people walk in a door and they all know what their jobs are, but they don't know what a team is. And the visionary is, working 60 hours a week and or 70 hours a week. And he's a bottleneck and everything goes through him. Right. And so all of a sudden, that you create a clear vision, you create the accountability chart so that everybody in the organization knows what they need to do to be where they fit in the organization, what they need to do to be successful. They have a clear vision. They're a simple set of rules that define success in the organization. There's scorecards where everybody has a metric for success. Think about how empowering that is, right? So all of a sudden, the visionary and really everybody on the leadership team doesn't have to have all the answers. And you see this group of people start to become a team. And then they start coming in their quarterly sessions. And when we do our personal and professional check-ins, they start saying stuff like, hey, I went on vacation for a week and I didn't have to check email.
Yeah.
Or, my wife and I, we celebrated my son's 9th birthday and nobody called me. Mm-hmm. And so for me, the financial gains are awesome, but those are really a result of, EOS is going to create discipline and accountability around goal setting and execution. So the money's the result. But when you can get your life back, when you can truly know that there is an organization full of people that have your back, that know where you're going, that are at almost as in they are as invested in success as the organization as you are, that is life-changing. And that for me is the power of EOS. And so I don't measure success so much in, you know, increases in profit or growth in revenue. I sort of count success as how many of my visionaries and their team got to go on a quality vacation doing what they love with people they care about. That to me is the biggest benefit of EOS. The money will, the revenue will come, the profit will come, but getting your life back, that to me is immeasurable.
I agree with you. And on GCE's website, we have, you know, we say build a business that meets your definition of success, because not everybody's definition is more money, more revenue, more profit, or whatever. Sometimes it's just, I don't want to work in the business. I want to work on the business. Sometimes it's, I want to take a quality vacation. Sometimes it's like, hey, I like what I'm doing. I just want to be out of it a little bit more. And I think the word scale has kind of gotten like overused, because not everybody's vision is to scale.
Right.
A lot of visionaries it is, but it's not everybody. So it's got to meet what, and I find to be able to take a vacation without checking email or constantly, that's success for me, right?
Hi there. This is Ken Paskins, the CEO of GCE Strategic Consulting. What's holding your company back? It's often blind spots in leadership, miscommunication, misaligned priorities, and untapped growth opportunities. GCE's 360 assessment provides crystal clear insights into your team's strengths and challenges. Then one of our leaders will work with you to turn those insights into an action plan, ready to build a stronger, aligned team that can execute against your vision. Learn more about our 360 assessment today.
So what advice would you give companies that have been running EOS for a while, but they feel like they're not seeing the growth that they expected? What's behind that?
Well, all of your issues tie back to one of the six key components, right? So if you're not growing and you want to grow, then you're stuck. So you've got a people problem, you've got a process problem, you've got an execution problem, which probably goes back to process, or you've got a vision problem. And what I mean by a vision problem is that you aren't leveraging your vision to help you execute your business plan, right? So people problem, wrong people in wrong seats. We're all playing the nice game where we don't want to have those accountability conversations because someone's not executing because, oh, they've been with me 10 years or, you know, I went to college with them or whatever. That's all awesome. But they, if you're going to be in a seat, you have to execute. So I think these teams, you know, rather than looking externally for problems, they need to look internally. Are their processes still serving them? Are their employees following the processes? Are they, as leaders, are we holding our employees accountable to executing those processes? Are we having those daily? Look, if you're a business leader, you run an adult daycare. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm sure everybody else's kids are special, but I had to get up every day of my life for 25 years until I was kind of brain dead saying, brush your teeth, make your bed, close the refrigerator door, turn off the lights, right? Your employees are no different. And so if you want results, then you have to establish what success looks like. And then you have to hold people accountable to those results. And telling people the truth, giving them the feedback that they need, will actually build trust in your organization and make you better. It is the foundation of great teams is trust. The foundation of trust is that people have to know. Nobody knows, cares what you know until they know that you care.
Right.
And the most powerful thing you can do to demonstrate to people that you care about them is tell them the truth.
Yeah.
You have to give them the feedback. So you need to make sure that if you're stuck, you need the, you know, the in extreme ownership, Jocko Willink talks about the very first question you need to ask yourself as a leader is, what can I do differently? So if your organization is stuck, as a leadership team, you have to look to yourselves and ask, what are we not doing to create success for this organization?
Right, right. So if a company's considering implementing EOS, but they're still on the fence, what would you say would help them take that first step?
Find an implementer that they're comfortable with, have a 90-minute meeting, and then book a focus day. Look, every one of us as implementers, we have a guarantee, which is if you don't get value from a session, you don't pay. Mm-hmm. So if you're not sure, find an implementer, open and honest, just say, I'm not sure about this. There's not an implementer in our community that would shy away from that. And they would all say the same thing I would. Look, let's do a focus day. If you don't get value, if you don't think that this is going to change the way you do business, if this is not going to change your life, you'll have a few tools. You just tell me you didn't get value. I won't charge you and we'll part friends.
Yeah. So no risk, right?
No risk. Take a step. Do something.
Do something. Just try it, right? Just see how it feels. And I would say too, the thing I've learned along the way is the implementer that you go with, one of the biggest criteria that you have to think about as a CEO is personality fit. You seem like a very kind of straightforward, hit it, quit it guy. That's exactly how I work. You and me would work well together. You know, somebody might need a little bit more of that water cooler type person. Hit them softer, right? Mm-hmm. So I think when you're evaluating which implementer is right for you, because they all use the same tools, you really have to focus on personality fit, right?
It's fit. It's that's that when you, if you're going to implement, if you're going to begin your EOS journey with an implementer, the most important consideration in moving forward is fit. You, right. If you're not comfortable with that, those sessions, you know, are going to be real and raw. And if you're not 100% comfortable with the implementer that you've chosen, you're going to hold back. And if you're holding back, you're not getting the value that you need out of the day.
Right, right. All right, as we wrap up here, let's end with a little bit of a fun question. What is the craziest thing that you've had at a quarterly or an L10? We've had some really interesting ones on here, so I like to ask that. And it doesn't have to be that crazy. But
you know, crazy really doesn't come to mind for me. I've not had anything just insane. The thing that comes to mind for me, I think, is the word is probably impactful. I had a team member one time share for the first time that this person had been sexually abused as a child. And he felt connected enough to his, this person felt connected enough to their team to share that openly. And it was a powerful moment. And I've had a handful of those really powerful moments where, you know, where people are trust their teams enough to be able to share something real and personal and very private. That to me is, I mean, that's a team that is going to achieve great things, because when people can open up like that, it is powerful.
And when you have that kind of synergy, within people that you work with, right. It's like, imagine what they're capable of, if they're capable of doing something like that in a meeting and trusting people to hold it for them. Right. Imagine where the business could go with that kind of a feeling. Cause you know, we're hearing more and more about employees being at places because of how it makes them feel, not necessarily what it pays them. And that is a shift from, call it 20 years ago, right? Before, you were there to collect a paycheck, you did the bare minimum to get it. But especially this younger generation, they're coming from a place of, what kind of experience can I have there? And those are the ones you're going to keep for a really long time, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. They're leaning at in the book Drive by Daniel Pink, he talks about, you know, basic motivation is food, water, and shelter. And then there was, for, you know, generations, motivation was all extrinsic. It was timelines and deadlines and scorecards and things like that. And now the shift is to what Daniel Pink calls intrinsic motivation. It is, you know, you need a clear purpose because people want to work for a cause bigger than themselves. You need a path to mastery, which EOS gives you. And the third thing is people want autonomy. They want to know how to do their jobs, and they want the ability to do their jobs without being micromanaged.
Right. And I think that you said the word shift, and I think what a lot of people don't realize about the Shift Spotlight podcast is it's all about the shifts that we have to make in our business to show up in the best possible way. And like, that's the one thing in business that's constantly changing is the shifts, right? So I greatly appreciate you sharing with us your truth and your shifts here today. If somebody listening wanted to take the next step with you, what should they do?
Just give me a call, right? My phone or my cell is 214-668-7761. I'm on LinkedIn. You mentioned my website. If not me, someone else, but you can go to the EOS website and search an implementer in your area. Talk to a couple of us, you know, just have a conversation. George Patton always said, a good plan violently executed today beats a perfect plan executed next week. I'm sure I butchered that, but take a step, do something, change your life.
Yeah. I love it. Thanks so much for being here today, Leonard.
Thank you, Leonard. Appreciate it. Have a great fourth.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Shift Spotlight podcast. If you are a business owner, CEO, founder, visionary, or of the EOS community seeking recognition for your exceptional expertise while gaining exposure through our remarkable network, we are actively searching for podcast guests who can bring their inspiring stories to light, and we'd love to showcase your journey. Please visit shiftspotlight.com to apply today. And if you are a listener, I'd love to give a shout out to your business to our whole audience for free. All you have to do is leave a review on Apple Podcasts or follow our newsletter on LinkedIn by searching GCE Strategic Consulting. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and it means a lot to me and my team. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program, so hit subscribe to be inspired and motivated. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you and your growing business. We will see you next time.